Yo, it's the Shizzle with the Weather, J&A Podcast, answering your questions. Just dial up the phone. Yep. Welcome to J&A Podcast. I'm your host, Alan, along with
Jonathan here. And we're going to be talking about Moral Character Conscious Podcast.
So, for moral character, first off, golden mean is a balance of virtue between two different vices.
And the virtue we will be analyzing today is love. And the way we would describe love is giving everything without expecting anything back.
We'll be giving you guys examples of people who meet these criteria. For example, someone with the vice deficiency is Donald Trump. We could see this through him, how he has hatred toward certain groups of people.
And someone who has a virtue between a deficiency and an excess would be Malcolm X. So Malcolm X had a conversion of heart when he went to Mecca and became a non-violent guy, but was assassinated by his own religious group.
An example of someone with excess vice would be the rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine. Although he has done some generous things, like give out money to hospitals, he still has committed crimes, has had some charges with, you know, dealing with younger girls, or in general, you know, his case with this gang.
So I'm gonna be explaining the id. So id is something we want badly without having a second thoughts about the consequences it can bring one. So for an example of id, I will be using the movie Finding Dory. The summary of Finding Dory is that she has lost. She has short-term memory and acts like a toddler without knowing and or thinking about the consequences ahead. And the id is shown in Dory because she is very curious and decides to do something without caring about the consequences, and puts her on the border of almost dying, I guess. The second thing I'm going to be talking about is the superego. Superego is a second thought imposed on us to help us control our id as we grow older. An example of superego, we can find that in the song, Please Don't Kill Yourself. This is a spoken word song. So in this song, the singer talks about suicide and how there's other healthier alternatives. Killing yourself is not one of them. And then the superego is represented because the singer is acting like the second voice in the people's head, and it tells them not to feel defeated and how they don't know the hurt they'll make other people feel. And then it also talks about to not do it, you kill yourself.
So the conscience is our deepest connection to God, which helps us judge what's good and bad. An example of the conscience is the movie Avengers Endgame. In Avengers Endgame, Thor is out of shape and lets himself go. He turns into an alcoholic and blames himself for the world's loss. This is an example of conscience because Thor gets a beer belly and feels that it is his fault and is scared of Thanos and drinks his conscience out since he could have killed Thanos. The ego is a decision-making part of our mind. An example of the ego is the movie Blood In, Blood Out. This movie is about two gang members, Paco and Miklo. Miklo shoots the rebels leader and goes to jail, while Paco had a conversion from gang to being a cop. This is an example of the ego because Paco is making a better decision for his life. He's changing his lifestyle for the better.
So another virtue we will analyze is fortitude.
And fortitude is taking risks and standing up for a cause.
So a deficiency for fortitude is shown through Judas. Judas was afraid when they asked him if he knew Jesus, but he denied Jesus and he turned them in. And later on, he committed suicide.
An example of a virtue would be Jose Sanchez del Rio, who was part of the Cristero War, and he refused to deny his religion, and as a child, he died a martyr.
So an excess of fortitude would be Ulysses S. Grant. He was president, and he used all of his soldiers in the battle to win. He didn't care how many he lost, as long as he won.